Okay, so just to remind everyone here that we want to give Dr. Hay a chance to explain what he's done in terms of the science in particular, but also other aspects of what he's done. So please, can you allow him to speak without interruptions? As I said, I have the right to just cancel the session if there's too much noise and interruption. And I just wanted to state a couple of other things. So first of all, that we didn't know the story that was going to break over the last couple of days when he accepted the invitation to come and speak to us. So we didn't know this story beforehand. In fact, he had sent me the slides he was going to show in this session, and it did not include any of the work that he's now going to talk about. It was sort of preclinical data, but nothing involving human embryos that were implanted. And I should also state that we're in a venue. We have very generous hosts, University of Hong Kong. And our hosts have a strong tradition of allowing free speech. And so we are complying with that tradition of free speech. So anyway, I would like to, if you can hear me, ask Jungkook Hay to come to the stage and present his work. I don't know where he is, so hence the... Okay.
Okay, thank you. First, I must apologize that this result leaked unexpectedly, taken away from the community of the full data being presented immediately in a scientific venue. And through a peer review process engaged before this conference. So this study.
It's very disturbing for everyone here if you're taking photographs. You stand still, you've already taken photographs, you don't need to take any more.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been warned.
Okay, so this study has been submitted to a scientific journal for review. I also thank the Associated Press, who we engaged months before the twins' birth, out of a commitment to the accurate reporting the study's outcome from many points of view. I also thank my university, although they are unaware of the study's conduct. So Winnie Herbert, I should also thank you for your statement now and your wisdom that shared with me, as well as the community for discussing this data and providing this forum. I'll give an overview of our data focused on human and monkeys. Despite wonderful progress in HIV therapy and access to this therapy, new infections remain three times higher than the UN AIDS 2020 target. So HIV remains a top 10 cause of death in several countries, in particularly developing countries. For uninfected children born by an HIV positive mother, who now make up a large percentage of births in areas of Southern Africa, the risk of being infected by HIV in the first few months of life is many, many times higher than other babies. This is a serious unmet need, as an infection's severity is often made even worse by discrimination. So a copy of a natural protective antibody against HIV infection is carried by as much as about 10% of the population in several European countries. This antibody leads to the first functional cure of HIV and decades of clinical trials, making this natural small deletion in CCR5 gene one of most studied variations. And the CCR5 gene are one of the most. We first explored the impact of CCR5 gene knockout in mice to investigate multi-generation effect. Editing was efficient, as expected. We established a third generation CCR5 lung mice, which we confirmed by Western blood and flow cytometry. Tissue pathology was normal in heart, liver, lung, and stomach. Two common behavior assessment showed no difference. We then assess whether this set should get RNA against the human CCR5 gene could be designed. So we assessed 7. I highlight one that caught at exactly the start of data 32 mutation. It has an MIT specificity score above threshold, predictive of having no off-target activity. A few previous publications has assessed the same or similar gap RNA in multi-cell type, including non-viable embryos. SG4 induced the most efficient editing activity in a cell line and 3PN human embryos. Since this target site is conserved in the monkey genome, we could use the monkey as an animal model to assess the sgRNA further. We found injecting the Cas9 closer to fertilization promoted the most efficient editing efficiency, consistent with the Cas9 require 10 to find the target loci and its degradation over 10. The rate of fertile eggs forming blood cells was not affected by exposure to Cas9, which we observed across experiments. So sequencing of the blood cells quadrant confirmed earlier Cas9 injection also reduced the mosaicism. To look more closely on the mosaicism, we also sequenced every individual cell in several embryos. Editing appeared to occur at the 1, 2, 3 cell stage. On the assumption that Cas9 degrades quickly and require 10 to find the right target, we explored a strategy to reduce the mosaicism by delivering a second injection of Cas9 to an embryo at the two-cell stage. The development of eggs to the blood cells was not impaired. We expanded the sample size, which confirmed this previous observation. We still observed the variation across parents and the cycles. We then looked to see if this protocol could translate to human embryos. We found, as others have reported, the Cas9 protein was the most efficient delivery format. Lowering the dose compared to the monkey embryo also improved the efficacy. Upon the advice I received after presenting early results at the February 2017, the UC Berkeley Genome Editing Workshop, we edited non-viable embryos and established two embryonic stem cell names. So both are bioanalytic lockout and the karyotypes are normal. Embryonic stem cell marker expression was normal by staining and the flow cytometry. This embryonic stem cell also found all three germ lines during the 14-day EB experiment, which is a marker of safety. Another serious safety concern is off-target. Embryo editing targets a single or a few cell stage of life. Any off-target would pose very serious consequences and extend potential through the whole body. In adult gene therapy, off-target are expected, but a less healthy problem. We assessed off-target initially by single-cell whole genome sequencing of embryo prior to the implantation. We used the isothermal MDA amplification method to minimize the false positive rate and for unbiased coverage. The Milton Pauf lab used the same approach, which take a step further by sequencing the parent genome to detect off-target risk sites that exist only for each parent and a particular embryo, but not in the reference genome. We create a pool of off-target risk sites by first collecting all any sites mentioned in previous publication. We add the genome sites for an unbiased assessment of a potential cleavage site. And in silico prediction, such as the MIT CRISPR design, both the original and the 2018 updated version. Finally, we import the parent genome, which allows phasing to improve sensitivity and detect the novel risk sites unique to each embryo, which may emerge from inherited indel or SNPs. So all these loci found a personalized pool on the order of 10,000 spots per embryo. We use whole genome sequencing to assess for the spots and validate any findings by Sanger sequencing. I will review genome sequencing data with the data on the Lulu and Lana as focus and end. Of the potential cleavage sites identified by the genome-wide unbiased digenome AC, none was observed in the whole genome sequencing data. and no activity was observed at the risk site identified by the 2018 version of MIT technology, MIT CRISPR design software and the original version. We explore off-target in the HESC cyanine generated from edited embryo. Although we didn't have access to embryo with the parental donor's genome, we identified one potential off-target. This off-target is in the intergenic region, although we cannot confirm whether this is an inheritance or due to editing. So here you can see the editing efficiency across 19 viable embryos from volunteers. So we performed PGD whole genome sequencing across the embryo and didn't identify the off-target sites. So in one embryo, we identified a 6 kb deletion at the on-target sites. It did not affect any gene but CCR5. The CCR5 gene's distance from other genes protect against the risk of large deletion. We detect the large deletion by assessing for the chimeric reads and the visual confirmation. Now I will focus on the Lulu and the Lala's genomic data. We sequenced the genome of both parents to confirm the target size conservation and to support off-target detection. The mother was HIV negative, the father positive, with undetectable viral load. So ICSI and the sperm washing was used to prevent transmission. At day 5, so we have few cells were sampled from blood site for PGD. We follow on these results during the pregnancy by cell-free DNA after the mother declined and amino sensitivity.